A lot of times when I tell people that I grew up on a farm, they get this look in their eye, like, aw. That must have been such an idyllic, wholesome childhood. Like, I can see these little visions dancing in their heads. Like, maybe they're picturing me milking a cow with a bonnet, or what I would have looked like as an 8-year-old with braids and riding through a meadow on a horse or something like that. My memories are a lot more gruesome than that. They're kind of bloody, stinky, dirty. My parents both had college degrees. They both had full-time jobs. They never intended to be farmers, but this was the early 1980s in Knox County, Illinois, West Central Illinois, Fort Gatonia, and those two full-time jobs weren't enough. Their parents and grandparents and great-grandparents had farmed in Illinois and New York and in Sweden, and we already lived out in the country. So when we needed some extra money, my parents turned to farming. We did it again to put some extra money in the bank, and we did it to put food in the freezer, which is to say, we were kind of freelance farmers. We never had a huge operation. We never had acres and acres of soybeans. We never had a hog confinement. We never had big tractors. We never had big sheds. We had cows at some point. We had pigs always and chickens always. We grew some corn. We were always fixing things. We were always trying to make do. The entire operation consisted of my dad, very capable man, as the chief operating officer, my mother, a multi-talented woman, as the chief financial officer, and three very strong-willed daughters. But back to that gruesomeness. My mother was a high school English teacher, so she quoted Shakespeare. She also directed the church choir and played the organ. She led the 4-H club, and she knew how to sew. She could tell a mean joke. But my most enduring memory of my mother from my childhood is me standing maybe 25, 30 feet back and watching her very methodically, very determined, very deliberately cutting off the heads of chickens and seeing this kind of spray of blood splash up into her face. That memory is associated with one of my least favorite things about growing up on a farm, and that is plucking chickens. Horrible. I remember sitting on the side of the house on a hot summer day, kind of elbows deep in these kind of sticky, stinky birds, and wondering, why was I born into this family? Why was I not born into a family that lived in town and had carpeting and central air and cable television and a swimming pool? That swimming pool fantasy that my sisters and I had never really stopped throughout our childhood. I mean, we had diagrams drawn of where we would put it on the farm. We made concessions. We didn't care if it was underground. It would just be a nice little 3-foot above ground pool. It would go right here. Somehow, you know, that would make all of it okay if we could do that. My parents were not going to give us a swimming pool. They would say, you know, go swim in the creek. It's fine. And that was nice. Maybe not as refreshing as the swimming pool thing. But one summer, my sisters and I thought we would be a little rebellious and pull a hog tank out of the pig yard and fill it with hose water, maybe a couple capfuls of bleach from the laundry room to make it smell like a swimming pool. And there, we just did it on our own. And really, that's what my parents were doing too. They were doing it on their own. And maybe it was a little bit more like bathing than swimming, but that's what we did. We made do. When we first got into farming, my dad brought home one pregnant sow. And I'll be honest, my sisters and I were really excited. It wasn't a pony, it wasn't a puppy, but that first sow, a big black sow, her name was Lucinda, and we loved her. We put her up in this little outbuilding near the woods, behind my parents' property, and we loved the piglets when they came in too. I remember getting off the bus and just bounding over there to see how they were doing after school. Soon we had more and more pigs, and my dad built a small farrowing house and a pig yard and more of the front side of our yard. We continued the somewhat unconventional and maybe a little more complicated practice of naming our animals that we raised as livestock, and my favorite was Bertha, aka Bertha the Bench, because she would slide up with her back against the side of a pig shed and let me sit on her belly while I scratched her ears. If you're sensing that I may have had some boundary issues with the livestock that we raised, you are correct. In fact, I used to get in trouble when I was a kid for sneaking the piglets, especially the runts, into my bedroom at night. The absolute worst thing, according to me and my sisters when we were younger, though, is this thing we like to call the pigs are out. Always happened when it was cold. Always happened in the middle of the night, but some pig trampled down the fence, and then here all these things that were our livelihood, the things that were supposed to help us get ahead in the world, are running around free around the compound. So we'd all go trampling out there in the cold, boots, mismatched mittens, nightgowns, hats. My dad had his little zapper chasing the pigs all around the yards. And it's funny now, sometimes I'll just call my sisters and say, the pigs are out. As a teenager, you start to realize that the way you see yourself is not how other people see you. And that was pretty apparent on the farm. I remember being picked up for a date one time and watching from the house as this guy that was picking me up just stopped. There's this whole flock of truly free-range chickens trying to cross the driveway, and he didn't know what to do. Or driving around with my friends and turning on the air conditioning and get this blast of manure smell in my face. One time I brought friends home from college, and we kind of bounded into the house and found two calves in my parents' breezeway. They were absolutely adorable, and my parents had named them T-Bone and Ribeye. I'm a vegetarian now, by the way. My dad was the muscle and the mind behind our operation, but we all chipped in, whether we wanted to or not. When I was around 9 or 10, I became the family's designated castration assistant. Very proud I was. I would hold the cute little pigs by their back legs between my knees with my back against a fence, and my dad would come up and make two little slits, pop out the testicles, and toss them into a bucket. My dad is and was then a stubborn Swede. He appreciated all of our help. Again, we were an operation of 5, including 3 strong-willed daughters. But he probably should have asked for more help from other able-bodied adults. He didn't, ever. Yet, when I was a kid, I thought he was invincible. I thought he could fix anything. I thought he could grow anything. I thought he couldn't get hurt. Nothing. So one thing that really stands out in terms of the gruesomeness of farming is being up at the house one day and watching my dad walk up from the field just with his head bleeding, coming down his face, streaming down his chest. He'd been hit by a grain auger, and it had knocked him cold. He'd laid there passed out for God knows how long. We were probably plucking chickens at the house or something. And then when he came to, he just got up and walked calmly to the house. By the time I was in college, my parents were kind of phasing out of farming. Most of their girls were on their own completely by that time. They made more money. They didn't need to do all of this. Dad wasn't quite ready to give it up, though. So he turned the farrowing house into his wood shop, which is a whole other story for a whole other time. And the livestock, including T-Bone and Ribeye, got moved out on the west side of the compound. Also out there, as part of the livestock, was a boar named Teddy. Teddy was aggressive, even as far as boars go. And as we've established, my dad was kind of fiercely independent. and fearless and stubborn. Not the best combination. Kind of a disaster waiting to happen. And one day, that disaster did happen. My mom had already left for school. It was a weekday. My sisters and I were all out of the house doing our own things, in college or out on our own. Dad was out doing chores and probably moving pigs around or doing this and that, and somehow got cornered by Teddy, and as he tried to jump over the fence, Teddy came up and bit him right in the ass. When I first started jotting down notes about this story, my memory told me that my mom had taken him to the hospital that day. And I remembered a detail about him sitting in the cab of the truck on blood-soaked towels. Then I called my parents this week, and I was like, oh, you know, tell me again the story about Teddy. You know, Mom, you took him to the hospital, right? And Mom was like, oh, no. After my dad got bit in the ass by a boar, he went ahead and finished his morning feed truck route. Then came home, got cleaned up, laid some towels on the driver's side of the truck, and drove himself to the hospital in Galesburg. When he got there, the emergency room personnel was absolutely horrified at this injury and that this man had been walking around and doing all of these things he had been doing with this giant wound that took 30 staples to put back together. It wasn't a scratch or anything. It was a pretty serious thing. Later, after my dad's butt was kind of more put back together, he held Teddy in a hog catcher, and my mom cut off his tusks with bolt cutters. So when people tell me or give me that look, how idyllic farm life is, I usually like to start with the Teddy story. Soon after that, my parents got out of farming completely. While I complained a lot as a child and joke about it a lot as an adult, this thing about growing up as a freelance farmer, about the gore and the dirt and the chores of it, it really did give me a foundation of resourcefulness, creativity, humor, and hard work that serves me every single day. I am not nearly as capable as my father, but I'm not always as stubborn as he is either. So I like to think it gave me an even better foundation. I will try new things, figure out how to do things, but I will ask for help before I get bit in the ass by a boar. Thank you.